Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Hi. Yes, it's me, your stewardess. I know you just got all settled into your seat for this flight, but we have run into a bit of a problem. You see, it seems that the airline has been overbooked by one passenger, and the airline said that we need to reaccommodate someone. Unfortunately, it's been decided that someone is you. Oh, I'm really extremely sorry. I know this wasn't what you were expecting. I know this was literally the last leg of your flight, but these things just happen, you know. My hands are tied here. Really? No. They're not going to send some talks in to bend you over and tell you a new one. I mean, do I look like a talk to you, sir? In my stewardess outfit, skirt, heels, and all. If you had a tussle, you'd be likely to be the one that bending me over. Look, sir, the airline is really looking to avoid any incidents, and it is an absolute imperative that you come with me quietly and without a fuss. So I'm willing to offer you some of our new and very special incentives. Well, sir, first we refund your tickets in full along with 3,200 cash voucher. Yes, that's straight up cash, so you don't need to spend it on our airlines if you're disappointed at our performance this evening. Of course, we will also put you on a first class seat on the next flight tomorrow morning. But tonight, however, you will be accommodated at one of our premium partner hotel suites, where I will be personally accompanying you to take care of any needs you might have this evening. Yes, sir, me. And I mean any needs that might arise. Does that interest you? Yes, I know. It's a very tempting deal. Our computer algorithm chills you and calculated an offer so juicy that there was no way you wouldn't take a bite. Yes, sir. We take this all very seriously. Well, it's getting late, so why don't you just grab your things and off we'll go to our hotel suite this evening. Oh my god, how much did you love all those looks we were getting? Walking through the terminal with a hot brunette stewardess start hanging on your arms like this. You look like quite a pair. I bet they were all so jealous. But they'd even be more jealous if they knew the things I would let you do to me. Right. Okay, here is the suits. Here, just let me open the door and Hey, wait. Why aren't you letting me in? I'm supposed to be in there with you tonight. providing comfort to this horrible ordeal. You don't need my services? I beg your pardon, sir, but I think you do. Don't think I haven't noticed how tense and stressed out you were even before we left the plane. You're having second thoughts? But why? Am I not attractive enough? You have a wife. Of course. But here, let me just come in and we can talk this through. Just talk, if that's what you want. Okay, thank you. Come sit down on the back next to me. So, how long has it been since you've seen her? A couple of months now. You're technically separated? Oh, I see. Gosh, that sounds awful. But you had to leave the house in order to do your research. I mean, this is your life's work we're talking about, and I don't know, but it does sound pretty important to me. Why couldn't she understand it? Oh yeah, I guess the opportunity must have come up so fast. You didn't have time to really talk it through. I'm sorry you have to live in such a bad terms. Have you talked since? Missed messages mostly, yeah? I guess you wouldn't have had great cell receptions. Well, at least it sounds like she still cares. No. Don't say that. She is not just waiting to serve your divorce papers. I'm sure you can work it through. Do you mind if I sit a little closer to you? Let me scooch over. I'm just going to place my hand on your thigh, okay? Look. It's probably been a long while since you've had a good release, hasn't it? Yeah, it has, huh? Well, you can either spend tonight all pent up and frustrated, unable to sleep, with a month's worth of cum sloshing around in your balls. Or you could have me relieve you of all that pressure so you can relax and sleep warm and content tonight. Then, when you see your wife tomorrow, you'll have a clear head when you talk your problem through with her. It's that simple, really. This is for your benefit. Look, it's my job to comfort you. To comfort you with my body. It's all professional. No strings attached. It's just the service I'm here to provide. I mean, do you get this special when a cute cashier wants to bag your items? Or how about When that hot bank teller takes your deposit, how is this really any different? We don't even need to touch, really. I do have condoms. I can put one on you and just give you a nice, stress-relieving hand job. Nothing fancy. I'll take firm grip, check you up and down movements until you blow that fat load in the latex. Then we dispose of the condom and no one would be the wiser. Honestly, it would not be that different if you just jerk off yourselves, you know? But, well, okay. Maybe like 10,000 times better. Does that sound okay to you, sir? Good. Here, unzip and pull down your pants for me while I take my top off and look through my purse for those condoms. Now, where are those? Here they are. Okay, sir, I've got... Oh, fuck. No. Nothing's wrong. It's just, wow. Your cock is like huge. Pass me one of those pillows. Oh, thanks. Gosh. It's making my knees weak just looking at it. Can I just collapse down in front of you and just worship it? Yes, right there, kneeling in front of this magnificent slab of meat. Oh my god. It's almost as big as my head. Sorry, I'm practically salivating over it. Just lay back on the bed and let me give you my complimentary hand job. Or so let's say, a complimentary hand job. Okay, relax. This is time just for you. Just let go and let me make you feel better. Condom? Sir, my user clientele are fat middle-aged businessmen. Sorry, but I didn't bring any condoms or fucking horses. Just don't worry about that right now. I'll clean you all up when you're done here. I just needed to get my hands on this right now, right this second. Fuck, sir. It's getting even harder. And so slick from just your pre-cum. Good. I need both hands just to check it properly. Oh, and your balls. Wow, you weren't kidding about pent up. Your balls look so swollen. Oh, like you could take an empty bucket with overflowed just your cum. God. You know, sir, I could be that bucket for you. I could be a bucket you can empty yourself into. Your cum bucket. Your own personal cum slut bucket for you to dump that juicy load into. Oh, God. Wow. I'm so sorry. I'm getting so worked up. Shit. Oh. I literally just drilled right into the head of your cock. Here, God. Don't worry. I'll just, like, just lick it straight up so you. I know we were just going to stick into a hand job, but I couldn't help myself. I just. I just needed to taste you. Do you really want me to stop right now? Yeah. That's what I thought, mister. Just lay back. And let me do this. If it makes you feel better, just close your eyes and imagine it's your wife's hand pumping up on your down your stick shaft. Your wife's tongue slobbering. All over your monster cock head. Your wife's mouth slowly sucking out your pre-cum. I'm just sort of a surrogate for her. Since she's not here, you know. I mean, that makes it okay, doesn't it? You gonna answer that, handsome? Don't stop an account of Lil on me. Oh shit. It's your wife. Isn't this naughty? Talking to your wives on the phone while the story is sucking your cock. You're so naughty, sir. She sounds pretty angry. Maybe try not to moan so hard. She'll start wondering why you sound so out of breath. You don't want to have to explain that another moment. Is rolling her husband's sweaty balls around with her tongue. Licking and kissing it as if I'm trying to suck your spine. Burn to your skin. You want to set me up, huh? I bet you could. Think of way to don't worry. Just tell her that. The noises are from sink disposal running. Garbage disposal is waiting for your field, sir. Waiting for your field to be ejaculated inside her, sir. Tell her you love her while you face fucking another woman. With your dirty cock. Tell her how much you miss her. That's right, you faulty, disgusting, cheating fuck. Talk with the wifey? No. Jeez. You're strong. Just up and throwing me down on the bed like that. Oh well. Someone's feeling feisty right now. You're going to accommodate your dick into my pussy, huh? Good one. Hey, let me just take my skirt and heels off at least. No, I'm just going to pull my little panties down and mount me from behind, big boy. Here. Let me pull my ass up for you. And then grab a pillow to bite on. Oh, I feel like I'm going to need it. Oh. Sheets. I'm so ready for this. You like the way I look now? Face down, panties halfway down my thighs, my round ass jiggling, legs spread. Exposing my soaked, wet little pussy for you. It's ready for you to take it. Take it as your own. It's even got a little landing strip to guide you right into. Oh, God, fuck! entrance with a baseball bat. No. Oh, please don't stop. Oh, don't, please don't stop. It hurts. Oh, but I can take it. I can take it. That's it. Oh, yeah. Work your work your frustration out on me. You can be as rough as you want. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm. Fuck! I'm just a little pussy slave submitting to your big dick. Impale me over and over and over and release all that pain. Yes, yeah. All that anxiety into the warm folds of my fucking womanhood. My pussy welcomes you, sir. Slit me apart from heels to pussy on your cock. Oh god. Oh god, yeah. Oh, fuck! How can your wife even consider leaving the stick? I would want it inside me every day. Rearranging my insides. Like a jackhammer before. I'm loading a gallon of semen into my fertile womb. Yeah. Oh, she said it was too big. Oh, fuck. Fuck your wife. Fuck her. Since been fucked while you've been gone, huh? Pretty of tiny cock milling around to dribble some semen into her hole. Was I being naughty, sir? Fuck her. You don't need her. Just keep fucking me. I can be your cum receptacle. Your filthy cum slut bitch in heat. I can be a little pretty filly for your stallion cock. Do you like the sound of that? Breathing me. Yeah. Over and over. Nothing wrong with sewing while odds on. Yeah, you want to sew some odds in my pussy. Fill it with your hot cream. Then slice it around with your big stick. Until my belly gets big with your babies. Fuck that song. Do it. I know your balls are aching for it. Aching to pump a load deep inside my fertile womb. You don't even know my fucking name, but I'll carry your child. I don't care. It's worth it. Getting bred by this goddamn con. Oh, dick. I'm so bad. Oh my god. I'm so fucking. Yes, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming hard. Now come inside me. Fucking come. Oh, inside. Oh, fuck. Yes. Is this it? Oh, keep coming. Keep coming. Keep shooting those thick ropes. Cut. Inside. Oh, I can feel it call my walls. I can feel it invade my wall. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, yeah. Sure, at least one of your little pilots can stick the landing. Oh, my. You look quite exhausted, sir. Why don't you just lay back on the bed, on these soft, soft pillows? I've curled up down here, nearly cock. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, I'll be right here, all ready to suck and fuck you back to sleep.